Ghana Revenue Authority Cooperative Credit Union has accumulated more than 6 million Ghana cedis as contribution of members this year. This came to light at the annual general meeting of the union. Addressing members at the meeting, a representative of the Minister of Finance, Anthony Selom Jajra, asked management of the union's fund to ensure transparency and openness to sustain the interests of members. Yeah, Kwamwa reports.
The Ghana Revenue Authority Cooperative Credit Union, GRACCU, formerly the Internal Revenue Service Credit Union, was inaugurated in 1999 with a membership of about 1,300. The chairman of the management board of the GRACCU, Godwin Aaron Monyo, said the name of the union was changed to its current name in 2010 following the consolidation of all the revenue agencies into the Ghana Revenue Authority. He asked members to have confidence in the leadership of the fund. He said the union saw an increase in numbers and an impressive performance after the merger of the revenue agencies. Mr. Monyo outlined some achievements of the GRACCU.
The current board worked hard to build on the foundation laid and to strengthen the administrative structure that were in place. And as I reported during the 6th annual general meeting, our assets grew to 4.4 million with membership of about 2,500 after June 2011. We want to recall, as we highlighted in the report for that year, that the remarkable increase in total assets and the rapid increase in membership were principally the result of the following measures that we have taken. The rebranding and launching of the union to reflect the image of the authority.
The Commissioner General of the GRA, George Blankson, lauded members for their dedication and commitment to the union. He said the best investment one can make during his working life is to cultivate the habit of saving.
When you have economic challenges and you have no one to fall on and nothing to fall on, you become vulnerable. And therefore, a tax officer who finds himself or herself in a position of not knowing what to fall on to solve an immediate, unexpected or emergency problem is a danger and a threat to revenue.
A representative of the Ministry of Finance, Anthony Selom Jajra, asked management of the fund to ensure openness if the union is to be sustained.
I will admonish leadership to be transparent and accountable. As for issues to do with people's monies, the moment that trust is lost, the members could prove difficult and hostile to leadership. Let leadership not leave any room for any iota of suspicion.
Personalities who distinguished themselves in the service of the union were awarded various prizes.
That was the Akwamo's report.